Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ah, Ben Crenshaw, I sure wish you were inside the clubhouse with us right now. We'd have so much fun. I got a great guest list for you this morning. So if you're listening, Ben, Christian Dunn is the Director of Corporate Development, Acquisitions, and Growth for Concert Golf Partners. You heard a little bit about them a couple weeks ago. This time we're going to be talking about another Pasadena. And Jim Nance just happens to be a member there. Drew Santos, he's president and founder, Admore HVAC Products, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Cooling Cancer Golf Tournament. 10 years now, it is sold out. It's not until the end of August, but it's already sold out. Allison Wallace is the tournament director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, founded by Mary B. Porter King. She's going to be with us, and boy, they still have a whole lot of stuff coming up for us. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer and Golf Channel contributor and PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient. He is at the U.S. Senior Women's Open, and we're going to check in with him. It stopped raining. Oh, wonderful. Ann Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio and TV talk show host, author, interviewer, reporter, speaker, you name it, she does it. Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from the Legends of Golf. And IB Kuhl, Athleisure Apparel. I think it's IB Cool. And she's, she's the brand ambassador, so we'll hear a little bit about that. But as for, before I give you tea times, okay, before the tea times, we're going to have on Oahu, Maui, Molokai, Lanai, and Kauai, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny, scattered showers, high 82 to 87, and the trades about 15 miles per hour. We'll have much the same overnight. It's going to be, well, partly sunny with isolated showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon on Hawaii Island, where at Volcano Golf Course, it's 60 degrees. So if you're trying to run from the heat, go over to Volcano. They've got an 832, a 910, and a 1048. Makalei has an 840 and a 926. And Jack and Jill, they're going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Poipu, 850, 1130, 1240, and the Southside Men's Club. They're heading out on the golf course, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Kauai Lagoons has a 1024. Turtle Bay on Oahu's North Shore, 832, 908, 1024. Royal Hawaiian, 856, 918, 1048. That's in Maunawili. Bayview in Kaneohe, 9 o'clock, 1016, 1128. On Maui at the Wailea Gold, you could play 920, 950, 1020, 12 o'clock. The Emerald, they've got a 1040, a 12, and a 1228. Be sure to put on sunscreen, guys. It's, and gals, it's going to be, you know, another, I don't care what the clouds are doing, it gets through. Blue Course, 840 and a 910 and a 1010. And at Maui Nui, there's an 848, a 928, and a 944. And that's what's happening. And we're going to come back right away with Ann Liguori after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
And Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros get to improve your flexibility and your swing at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. And we've got 50-minute complimentary stretches for you at Stretch Lab. We're going to be giving them away during the show today. All right, Ann Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio TV talk show host, author, interviewer, reporter, speaker, business owner, philanthropist. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, how are you? So good to join you again. Great to be on your show.
Yes, well, it's great having you. And what's interesting was when I was looking, Life on the Green is the book we're going to be talking about. From the Legends of Golf, it's lessons and wisdom from the Legends of Golf. And right here it says it's a category, you know, they put books in categories. Category, sports, biography, and memoir, and self-improvement and inspiration. I like those last ones, self-improvement and inspiration. So this book is going to teach me through experiences of others?
Absolutely. It is a book full of life, wisdom, and advice from 12 of the greatest golf legends ever. I interviewed 12 golf legends, all Hall of Famers. Six men, six women, and I was most curious, Danielle, about what they bring from their iconic golf careers that they use in their day-to-day life. So not only do Padre Carrington and Tom Watson and Jan Stevenson and Amy Alcott, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Dottie Pepper, Renee Powell, Ben Crenshaw, Annika Sorenstam, and Nancy Lopez and Bernard Langer, not only do they tell great stories from their hugely successful careers, but they also talk about, you know, what they bring from golf that they use in their day-to-day life. As you know, golf teaches us so much. It's really a microcosm of life. The sport has so many similarities to life. And I just found that these legends were so giving in their perspectives and in their uplifting lessons. And I wanted the book to be very uplifting and positive, which it turned out to be. So, for instance, you know, Amy Alcott, she talks about being the captain of your own ship and trusting yourself. You know, Amy, I just love this chapter. You know, five major titles, 29 LPGA Tour victories. Amy was self-taught. She was not a member of a country club when she was younger. She did not come from a family that played golf. She was the only one in her family that plays golf. She would practice on her front lawn. And wow. Her mother, you know, agreed to get her lessons from a local pro. And so she took lessons from this pro. And she skipped out on college, much to the dismay of all her friends and her advisors. You know, she loved being a teenage golfer, and she tells some really great stories. Like, she did not know she needed glasses until she was really much older. Here she was playing in these junior tournaments, and her teacher said, "Hit this 9-iron up there to that pin." And she couldn't see the pin from 100 yards away.
Wow.
And when they realized that she needed contacts, you know, or glasses, once she got her eyes examined and got glasses, she set the course record at Pebble Beach at the age of 17.
Wow.
So, I mean, these are just some fun stories. You know, she used to kind of sneak on to Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles, where she grew up, and she'd play with the boys. And she'd be putting, practicing her putting on the putting green till all hours, and her mother would come to pick her up. You know, it was, you know, the sun was going down, and she'd be yelling, "Come on, Amy, we got to go." And she, you know, she'd still be out there putting. So her mother came down to the putting green and realized that there was another woman there who was practicing on the green, and the woman was dressed to the nines. And she said, "Oh, my gosh, Amy, do you know who that woman is?" And she says, "No, Mom, I don't." She said, "You're putting with Rita Hayworth."
Oh,
just some great stories. You know, she just met a lot of great celebrities, and she didn't know. She went and did her own thing. And, you know, Amy, obviously the one who originated the famous leap into Poppy's Pond at Mission Hills Country Club on the 18th after she won in 1988. And, you know, so her advice is really trust yourself, be the captain of your own ship, you know, trust your own instincts. And I just think, you know, that's advice that all of us can learn from, whether we're golfing or not, right? So that's just one of the gems in this book. Well, she's one of my, you know, 12 legends, and I can go on and on. But Every personality, like Padre Carrington, you know, he won three majors, continues to play on both the PGA Tour and the Senior Tour. And his chapter is all about embracing your fear and nerves and learning from your mistakes. And, you know, he revealed in this book that he plays with fear all his life, and that he not only has nerves, but when he goes to the first tee, he is fearful. He's fearful that his game will have disappeared or that he'll shank his first tee shot. And, you know, it's kind of like all of us
like
relate
me
to that as amateur golfers, right?
Yes.
Just crazy. So, I mean, Pirates Padre Carrington is telling us to embrace that fear. He says that fear heightens his focus and brings adrenaline and makes his game sharper. So, you know, there's just so many great stories, and I was just so happy and thrilled that these personalities opened up and shared sides of them that I had never heard before, and I've been covering golf for 30 years.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You've been around these champions for a long time. Jack Nicklaus, what was his advice?
Well, Jack Nicklaus, of course, he's such a great role model all these years, you know, with five kids and over, 22 grandchildren at this point. Can you imagine what his family reunions are like?
Fun.
But he talks about integrity and sportsmanship, putting family first, and, you know, just how important, you know, he said golf is important to him, but not as, you know, important and as integral to him as his family has been. He said, you know, my success all happened because I made a couple of 4-foot putts. But, you know, his real emphasis has always been about his children and grandchildren. He has now 3 great-grandchildren.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, he just talks about how, you know, he'd be in the middle of a golf event somewhere, and he'd fly home after the third round to attend, you know, his son's football
birthday
or baseball
yes
game. And then he'd fly back on Sunday and win the tournament. And so he always tried to, even though it was very difficult to juggle, you know, golf and family life. Obviously, he gives Barbara Nicklaus, his wife of, gosh, so many years, credit because she's just a great mom and a great wife. And, you know, she kind of kept the family going when he said that they made a promise to each other that he would not be away for more than 2 weeks at a time. And she traveled a lot with him, and so he tells some great stories about what it was like traveling with Barbara and the kids and back in the days where, you know, you didn't have air conditioning in the car and you'd roll down your windows. And, you know, it's just, you know, they just talked about, he talked about how their marriage works. You know, it's 95% give and about 5% take on both sides. And so, you know, his advice on keys to a successful marriage or partnership is really, really interesting. And he mixes that advice and wisdom with, you know, a lot of information about his just incredible playing career. He talks a lot about his Masters wins and rivalries. And, you know, it's one of those chapters that if you're a golf fanatic, you will love. And if you're not a golfer, you'll really bring a lot of his wisdom and advice. You'll take it home and try to strive to be, you know, like Jack Nicklaus, who is a great role model. So I enjoyed that chapter very much. He gave me a lot of time. I mean, we did that interview. I think he gave me about 2 or 3 hours of
wow
time for that chapter.
Wow. This is Anne Liguori, nationally renowned sports radio and talk show host, who's also an author, reporter, speaker, business owner, philanthropist. And, you know, when you talk about Jack Nicklaus, I was looking at Scottie Scheffler, and his wife was going through a very difficult pregnancy when he was winning all of those championships, okay, when he was 6 in a row, and she was pregnant, and it was a difficult pregnancy. And then the baby comes, and to me it was like all of the stress that all of that brought to the table for him, you know, being on the golf course, he could singularly focus on just, and then now that he's got a baby, it's like when you see him in pictures, he's so happy to be with his wife and his baby. I feel like he just wants to kind of go, I'm going to go disappear now for a while.
And you know, you're right. He's very similar to Jack Nicklaus in his love for his family. He always mentions his wife and now his baby and how important that is to him. And he's always trying, you know, it's such a tough balance, particularly now with, you know, they get so many appearances and opportunities to make money, you know, off the course as well. And you know, you just have to really be an expert at time management so that you can spend that kind of time with your family. And you have to be able to say no. I would think, you know, that's why these agents are around, to just say no, 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 because they get so many requests to do this and that, and any time that they're not practicing or playing, particularly Scottie Scheffler, as you mentioned, he definitely wants to spend time with his family and be with his newborn. It's just, it's a very hard kind of, you know, balance situation. And as a working mom, mm-hmm. I give so many moms respect who have children who work as well. It's just so difficult to do both, but so many do it, and so many do it well. So, yeah, I kind of look at Scottie Scheffler, and he's very similar to Jack in that, where integrity and sportsmanship is so crucial. Remember when he got arrested, and no matter how wrong he thought the police officer may have been, he never called the guy out publicly.
Mm-mm.
And he handled that, I thought, with, real great diplomacy, the whole situation when he got arrested.
Grace.
So interesting comparisons for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. Where do I get it? Anywhere?
You can go on Amazon, and you'll have it probably tomorrow or the next day. You can order it on Amazon. It's just listed, Life on the Green, Anne Liguori. And, for a couple, you know, we've been number one on their list of bestsellers in that category many, many times. So, people are embracing it. The reviews have been great. The great Jim Nance wrote the foreword.
Yeah, thank you.
For Danielle. So, I'm so indebted to him. He's just such a wonderful man, so generous with his kind words and support. And, if you can, definitely go on. We can go to Barnes & Noble, or, it's easy just to go on Amazon and just order it online.
Yeah, and then you just get it right away. The foreword in that, Jim Nance, was there anything that he said he took away from the book that appealed to him more than anything from one of the players that he didn't know?
You know, Jim has been around so everybody. And, I think Jim is very similar to these legends that I interviewed. The legends, from gentle Ben Crenshaw to the great Tom Watson to, Jim's broadcast colleague, Dottie Pepper, Amy Alcott, Bernard Longer. Oh, my gosh, I want to talk about that chapter in a second. But Jim thanked me for asking him to write a foreword. If that is just, to me, that's incomprehensible to thank me, because I'm so grateful that he agreed to write a foreword, and what a foreword he wrote. But when I was at the Masters and saw a lot of these Hall of Famers who are in the book, many of them thanked me. Annika thanked me for including her.
Wow.
Annika wearing her green jacket as a member of Augusta National when I saw her in April. And Ben Crenshaw thanking me. I mean, they're extraordinary. And, I love golf for many, many reasons. But, Danielle, you probably get, the same from a lot of the guests you have on the show and a lot of the personalities that you've interviewed through the years. Golf is just a great sport with great people. And the generosity of golfers and the whole golf industry, to me, is just incredible. It's just a wonderful industry to be a part of. And Jim Nance reflects all those positive qualities for sure.
Yeah, and it's why I say teach your children to play golf. It's a gift that lasts a lifetime. That's all there
Absolutely.
Is to it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a gift that lasts a lifetime. And, more and more, maybe, 20 years, girls might not have played a lot of golf, and there were a lot of scholarships that were unclaimed at universities across the country. Now you see so many great players, particularly, you know, both boys and girls, but more and more girls are taking to golf and learning at a very young age. And so consequently, we're seeing an incredible depth of talent out there from a very early age. And you see some of these college players who are just extraordinarily good. And then I, you know, have the opportunity to cover the Augusta National Women's Am every year. And when you see the amateur players on a national stage like that, you're just constantly, you're just amazed at the talent. And, yeah, it's such a great sport to learn, whether you're a boy or a girl, at a very young age. And it's a sport that you continue to learn from your entire life. And, you know, all these personalities in the book also talked about the fact that they're still learning. I mean, here's Gary Player. He's 88 years young, and his passions, his chapter is all about pursuing your passion, which he does. He's just incredible. He still plays golf every day, and he still works out every day and does sit-ups and push-ups and eats well, and he tries to take care of himself to the best of his ability. And, you know, and he's so passionate about the game, and you can play forever, basically, if you're healthy and you know, injury-free. It's just a great game to learn at a very early age that you can play your whole life and learn from your entire life. So you never, just when you think you got it, right? When you're playing golf, there's so much more to learn, and you know, it comes back to bite you, right?
Yes, well, I was just thinking, just as when you think you've got it, you lose it. And then you got to go find it again. And then you got it, and, you know, you're playing. And where did it go? You're going to have to come back next month, because you know, I give everybody 20 minutes and we've gone through it like that.
Oh my goodness. I know.
Where does the time roll? Because I really like, is it IB Cool Athleisure? IB Cool?
Yes.
Yes.
I am their global ambassador. It's IBKUL. You can go to their website, IBKUL.com. The fabric is 50 plus sunscreen protection, and it has ice fill technology, which cools your body in hot and humid conditions. And it's stylish and very comfortable. And would love to talk to you more about that. But it's now for not only women, but men and juniors. So if you check out their website, and I'll give your listeners a promo code, if I may.
Sure.
If you put in ANN 20, you'll get 20% off from items on the website that are not on sale. So you'll save 20% on regularly priced items if you go to ibcool.com, and the promo code is ANN20.
Yeah, and it's IBKUL. IBKUL.com. Anne Liguori, what a pleasure. And I'm going to get the book. That's all there is to it.
Thank you. Well, I hope so, Danielle. And if not, I thought I sent you one, but if not, I'll definitely get one your way.
Oh, thank you so much, because I want to learn the lessons. You know, if you listen to your elders, you certainly learn a lot. And maybe you don't know that you're learning at the moment, but later on, something will happen and go, you know, Grandpa told me that. And I should have listened a long time ago. Anne Liguori, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Aloha. We're coming back with Ron Syrak. He's at the U.S. Women's Senior Women's Golf, the Open, and we'll be right back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Power's Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, that's one of those tips. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, and the LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. Greetings from a sort of soggy western Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, has it stopped raining?
They stopped play here at 12:53, so what's that, about 20 minutes ago?
Oh.
Half an hour ago, and they're hoping that these storms are going to move through quickly and they could resume, but this is our third delay already. They delayed the start of the second round, then the second round was suspended by darkness, and then this morning they got back out there and started again. The good news is the cut's been made, and if it's not a long delay, they'll get back on schedule hopefully by tomorrow.
Looks like you might be there on Monday.
Well, you know, the good thing is I drove here, so I don't have to worry about changing an airline reservation. So.
Thankfully. I'm looking at the leaderboard. Kaori Yamamoto, I'm not familiar with Kaori.
She's one of the younger people in the field. She's a Japanese player. She's been playing on the JLPGA for a long time and has won four times on the Legends Tour, the senior tour in Japan. She's 50 years old. She turns 51 in November. The fascinating thing about her is last year she caddied in this tournament. We were at Waverly Country Club in Portland, Oregon. She came over and caddied for her friend, Aika Otake. And she was so impressed with the tournament, with how well the USGA runs it, with how great they treated the players, that she went to a qualifier in Texas this year to try to get into the field here. And she won the qualifier, shot a 68, won the qualifier, got here. And now she has a chance to be the first qualifier ever to win this tournament.
She's four shots ahead of anybody. She's got eight under, and the next closest is Stefania Croci from Italy.
Yeah. Yamamoto is just doing it by she hit 17 of 18 greens yesterday. She hit 15 of 18 greens the day before that. She started out today's round by hitting the first three greens. She's just a green hitting machine out there, and you know that'll win you a lot of major championships, but. She does have looking over her shoulders. I mean, they're six strokes back, but six strokes back with a lot of holes to play at are Annika Sörenstam and Julie Inkster. Annika, who's won four USGA championships. Julie Inkster, who's won five USGA championships. They're very battle-tested, experienced in being here. And they're going to, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if one or both of them makes a move in the third round to give themselves a chance at winning it on Sunday.
Annika Sörenstam is amazing. She travels. It seems like I'm always seeing her somewhere else doing something.
Well, she's going right from here to the Olympics. You know, she's heading over to Paris because she was very active in the movement to get golf back into the Olympics. So she has a high-profile role over there. Next week is women's golf at the Olympics, and Annika will be there for it.
It's really exciting how, you know, watching the crowds applauding. It's and I think the golfers that we're watching now, the men, are kind of bowled over by this, you know, the raucousness. of the crowds, and it's wonderful to see that. I was talking to somebody about golf in the Olympics, and some people say, well, you know, golf's not that physical of a game. Oh, they don't belong in the Olympics. Humbug. They don't play golf, obviously, and they certainly don't play it at a professional level where you have to be in shape, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, I think that all the players, anybody who was not excited about the idea originally of having golf in the Olympics, once they've experienced it, are head over heels in love with it. They love the atmosphere. They love representing their country. The pomp and the ceremony about it, they love. And look, it's also the only golf tournament where third place matters. You know?
Yeah, that's
right. You get a bronze medal for finishing third. You don't get anything for finishing fourth. So the battle for third place on Sunday is always interesting. I think Olympic golf has been better than people thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and it brings out, well, the country, you know, and you're playing for your country. It's a whole different ball game. It's really, really important watching them all perform and how good. I mean, I'm really impressed with Xander Schauffele. I know we're talking women's golf, but when he started off, he looked like a star. Then he had a lull, and now he's like, there you are. Hi, Xander. Good to see you again.
I think Xander Schauffele is sort of becoming he's the new Scotty Scheffler out there. You had that feeling, like with Scotty, once he broke through and finally won a major, and Xander contended in a ton of majors before he finally broke through, but you had the feeling once he broke through, the floodgates were going to open and his confidence was just going to grow, and that's exactly what's happened. I would think the Olympic organizers and TV are thrilled at the leaderboard they have on the men's side. You know, they've got all the names up there they want, John Rahm and Fleetwood and Xander Schauffele and Matsuyama.
Yeah.
That's a great leaderboard. And, you know, I'm going to be on Golf Channel Monday morning to talk, set up the women's Olympic golf. And I was doing some homework on it. And by my count, there are 13 different nations who have a legitimate shot at winning the gold medal. You know, I mean, that's why golf got into the Olympic Games. They could prove to the International Olympic Committee that it's truly a global sport, that enough countries not only play golf, competitive in golf at a high level, and we're seeing it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a friend in Uganda who's got a junior golf academy, you know, and he's raising golfers, and one day, you know, we'll have the entire Africa and continent will be represented, each country. It's just what it is because it's such a great game for people of all ages, and the best comes out in you. But let's go, going back now to the U.S. Senior Women's Open. I didn't know that an amateur could play, and I was reading your work, and you can read Ron Czyrak is at usga.org. You can see all the write-ups that he's doing. So there's the race for low amateur.
Yeah, you know, it is an open. You know, anybody can go to qualifiers, and if they have a handicap at a certain level, to get in there. And I think there were 33 amateurs who teed it up. Seven of them have made the cut, and the seven amateurs are within four strokes of each other. So that's going to be a real fun little tussle between them. You know, this is really important to the USGA to have, because they love the concept of an open. It's an open. You know, you play your way in here, and they love having amateurs in the field, and they love when amateurs make it to the weekend and make the cut, and they really love when amateurs get in contention and have a chance to do something in the tournament. So it's definitely part of the character of this tournament. And what opens are all about.
Yeah, and encourages everybody to get involved. Get in the mix. Get in the mix. So I seem to know Letta Lindley, and I don't know her backstory.
Letta Lindley is, you know, she was on the LPGA for a long time.
That's
and,
why.
And wasn't all that distinguished of a career. She didn't win a lot of tournaments. The most interesting thing is that Krista Johnson, who is also among the leaders right now, has won one major championship, and that was the 1997 LPGA championship. It's now the women's PGA. But she won that in a playoff against Letta Lindley. So, So the fact that the two of them are now contesting for a senior major after they had a playoff in a regular major on the LPGA Tour is sort of fascinating.
Yeah. Okay. That's why, you know, she's in my brain because she was in contention. And okay. So women playing and the men at the Olympics, and then next week it's the women at the Olympics. How would you get more eyes on women's golf so that more people understand just how exciting it is?
Well, what they need to do is get some sort of breakthrough with network coverage on the weekends. You know, to me, that's how you grow the base of your fans. And you look when Tiger Woods was full Tiger Woods, he grew the game not so much as a participatory sport, but he grew it as a spectator sport because people who didn't care about golf were tuning in to watch him play. And the fact that they could find it on network TV made it easier for them to stumble into it. As great of a job as Golf Channel does covering golf, that's preaching to the choir. People who watch Golf Channel are already golf fans. You need to be on that network coverage so you pick up the casual fan and grow it that way. And I do think, you know, with Nelly Korda out there, you know, could Nelly Korda become the Caitlin Clark of women's golf?
Yeah.
There's that possibility. I see she's picked up some national advertising. You know, I see her on commercials now. And there is the Caitlin Clark phenomenon has really moved women's sports to a front burner. And I do think this is an opportunity now for the LPGA to talk with TV networks about getting a broader exposure.
There's an interesting article in Golf Digest, and of course you worked for Golf Digest, and it's all about sponsorships, logos. You know, race car drivers always had them all over. You couldn't even figure out what was what because it was so covered. Now the guys are getting all their different, you know, the logos, and they make $50,000 for this spot on their shirt and $250,000 for that on this part of their hat or whatever. Do women have that opportunity at this time?
Interestingly enough, the Asian players, the players from South Korea, from Japan, from China, from Thailand, are better supported by their corporate partners over there than American players are. You know, if you look at some of the Korean players, the Japanese players, they've got a zillion logos all over them, and they got some big name companies on them. And I would like to see that expand more for LPGA players. You know, I remember it wasn't that long ago, Meg Mallon won the U.S. Open playing with a hat that she bought at the pro shop, you know, because she didn't have an endorsement deal for her hat. And the hat's the most expensive piece of property on a player's body because it's in every photo, you know, and every TV shot. But, you know, I've long felt that corporate world eventually is going to wake up and realize they can get involved with endorsement deals with women golfers for a fraction of what it costs to get involved with the men golfers.
Yeah.
And they also going to find out this, the women are easier to work with. They don't have that same sense of entitlement, and they want the exposure. And I'll tell you a story. When Annika Sorenstam was with Golf Magazine for a long time, and when we finally lured her away to Golf Digest, she signed the deal with us, and usually when we do an instructions shoot with a PGA Tour player, you know, they got to be in and out of there in like a couple of hours and they're gone. Annika, for her first photo shoot for instruction for Golf Digest, showed up a half hour early to make sure that everything was going to go okay. You know, and that's the kind of cooperation that you get when you're working with LPGA players.
Right, exactly. You know, we want it to be, if it's going to be us, then we want it to be done right. So we want to be there early so we can be ready for whatever's coming and maybe even add a little something to the thing that they didn't even think about. I love that. All right.
By the way, let me say one more thing about this while we're still here.
Sure.
Right now, one of the biggest, and I see this on social media, one of the biggest PR things women golf's going right now is if you tweet out the words Joanne Carner at any time, you are going to get a bazillion follows. She did it again this week here. She's 85 years old. 85 years old. And the first day, she shot 85. She shot her age. The second day, she shot 80. She broke her age by 5 strokes. And her first reaction afterwards was, should have been a 76. You know? And And I mean, she's now played, of her last eight rounds in the U.S. Senior Women's Open, she's played seven of them. She shot her age or better. That's just remarkable. And I have my feeling about her, she can have a special exemption into this tournament for as long as she wants. She's a PR machine for women's golf.
She's amazing. Absolutely.
Oh, she finished her round yesterday and somebody said, "You look pretty happy." She said, "That's because I'm on my way to the bar."
Yes. Still.
Yeah.
Still on her way to the bar. On a more sobering note, I'm sorry to bring it down, but, you know, I was thinking about, well, women and men, start at first tee, go to junior golf, then high school golf, then college golf, and then they're trying to go to the professional level, which is uku pile expensive, you know, like Alison Corpuz. Do you run into young people who are asking themselves, do I really want to continue this? Is it worth it?
You know, I find that there's still a lot of enthusiasm among it. There's still, you know, there's certainly real big dreams about it.
Yeah.
One of the really good things that's happened is the USGA has created the U.S. National Junior Team. You know, they're running it out of their new facility in Pinehurst, Southern Pines, North Carolina. And they had their first competition this year. I think they played Australia. But for the first time, this country has a national junior team. And that's tremendous, tremendous for growing the game. But, you know, as with any sport, you know, it always amuses me when people you see it on social media. They criticize the performance of a golfer. And they sort of say, they're no good. They're no good. There's about 1,000 people, you know, who make their living playing golf. You know, out of all the people who are out there, you know, to get to that level, you're talking PGA Tour cards. Maybe 300 people have that. LPGA cards, a couple of hundred people have that.
Yeah.
If you have a tour card, you are really,
you
really,
are really
good.
Really good. My goodness. And where's your next stop?
My next stop is to go home and play in my club championship.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. You never stop. It's absolutely awesome. And it's a thrill to talk with you. And I'm so glad you're there.
I can say this. This is my 192nd major championship. The U.S. Senior Women's Open is the only major that I can say I've been to everyone ever played.
Wow.
all six of them.
I'm going to finish with this one here. I'm probably mispronouncing her name. Dewey Weber, she was denied a spot in Paris because the Dutch Olympic Committee didn't think she was good enough.
She was, I mean, what the Dutch did, and it's an interesting thing because, you know, you can only have two players from each country there unless you're in the top 15, then you can have a max of four. So this year the U.S. and South Korea each have qualified three. But every other country can get two in, and they keep going down the world rankings. Well, you get down, and I think the two Dutch players were both ranked outside the top 400 in the world rankings.
Okay.
So the Dutch Federation's Olympic Committee said, you know what, we're not going to pay to send them there because they got no chance to win. So I think she was I think she's been a little bit motivated this week.
Well, she shot a 10 under 62 on Friday to take the lead in the Portland Classic. You go, girl.
A woman scorns, you know.
Amen. Yeah. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author, The Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, includes, there's three. You need to get them all, okay, because they will help your game of golf with those two powerhouses, Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, providing Ron Cyrak with all the words and the insight. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you. Aloha. Well, I'm really looking forward to our next guest because she, Allison Wallace, knows all about putting tournaments together. She's the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association First Tee Hawaii tournament director. So she's got, I mean, if you saw the list of things to do in her life, puts us all to shame. We're going to come back with Allison Wallace after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention The Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
And we're going to do you one better. The third caller, 808-545-1111. You will win a 50-minute flex stretch at Kahala Mall, Kailua, or Ward Center. That's 808-545-1111.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Allison Wallace, Tournament Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me in today.
Absolutely. University of Georgia graduate, bachelor's in public relations, minor in sport management. Boy, you're really putting that sport management minor in play with the tournament director responsibilities that you have?
Oh, 100%. I would say, well, I would definitely say both my degrees overlap, but my sport management minor, everything I did in school for all of those classes, I now feel like school all over again, but this time I'm not grading on it. I'm just having fun.
So you wrapped up the summer with school. Are you starting next week? So this week, I mean, like in a couple days. So pretty much your tournaments are, no, what am I saying? Are they, tell me how the summer went and what's coming up.
Wow, I feel like I blinked and it's August. Last time I checked, it was beginning of June, and we were starting our summer season. We really hit the summer strong because that was really the first time of the year that all the older kids, so the 15 and older, so all the high school kids could play in our events. And we just went back-to-back in June with qualifiers. We started strong with our 12 and under events, and then we went qualifiers for Optimus International, which is a tournament on the mainland that's hosted in Miami for kids to be seen all over the East Coast. And then immediately following that, we went into our IMG Junior World Academy or IMG Academy Junior World Qualifier, which is one of the biggest events of the year, some of the highest numbers we've seen. And it was also in conjunction with the Aloha Section PGA Qualifier.
Yeah.
So started that strong. Then that was cool. The biggest opportunity to award kids a bunch of spots to go play in the mainland to get awarded. And just watch all the amazing Hawaii golfers compete neck to neck to see who would get those spots. And then we just prepped for more in July. We hit the ground running, which I think it's kind of cool to talk about, you know, all these events where we send kids to the mainland and they're going to play. And so we're supporting them, but we're also getting ready for our season, where it's like, then we have state championship, and state championship for our King Auto Group state championship for our 13-18-year-olds was the last event to count towards team points, which team points means that they get to represent Team Hawaii. They get to represent the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and we sponsor them to go play on the mainland and some distinct events where there's college coaches from all across the nation to come and play. And it's pretty crazy. But, yeah, so we started awarding teams, and then we had our first ever Dean Wilson, like inaugural Dean Wilson tournament,
yeah,
which was so much fun. I'm sure you've talked with Dean about it, but that was probably one of the most fun events we've ever held, where it's like you've got competition, but at the end of the day, you've got fun.
Yeah.
And then we just wrapped up our Oahu Junior Championship. I think that was the largest number of players we'd seen all year long, at almost 90 kids. So it's been busy. It's been fun, but it's just been a summer of seeing success in our golfers, which I think is the best part about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just watching them have a good time, feel proud of themselves and being successful regardless of where they end up. You know, it's being in the mix and knowing what they can do better next time. That's it's wonderful. And it's so fabulous that we have, you said 90 kids?
Yeah, 90 kids.
And you're in charge of shepherding them from one place to another, or making sure others are shepherding them from one, making everything work like clockwork.
Yes, it's definitely me. And then we have a PJ Boatwright intern this year, Connor Weber. And so he's kind of my right-hand man this year with all of our events. And it's us two. We're shepherding all of the kids, but also all of the volunteers that it takes for each event, which last one was probably about 20. And then you're also kind of in charge of golf course staff to make sure that all the staff knows what's happening too. So a lot of moving pieces, a lot of people all at once.
Yes. This is Allison Wallace. She's responsible for planning, running and organizing events for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, along with teaching First Tee, running social media, managing the local office, and more. And when I introduced you before the commercial break, I said, this woman has more on her plate. It puts us all to shame. We don't have a clue what it's like to be busy. And coming up, there's the Nota Bigay III regional qualifier at Mauna Lani Golf Resort, the North Course, and two more fabulous events. You want to start with Nota Bigay?
Yeah, so Nota Bigay, we're actually, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, we're not in charge of running that event. So right now we've got the boys, I think, are on the North Course. So it's split where it's like, this is the qualifier to go play at Nota Bigay National in, I think, late September.
Wow.
Don't hold me to it on those dates.
Don't, yeah.
But late September or so, and the boys play North Course, girls play South Course. We were in charge of their qualifiers, so we awarded several kids spots to go play in that tournament this weekend. That one's really exciting. I think a lot of the kids are excited for that one. I've heard a lot of questions, just really the peak of a new event that's coming. Yeah, so that's the first one. That's actually, I think today's the first round, and tomorrow I'll wrap up the second round.
There you go, at Mauna Lani. And then we've got the 2024 Eddie Hogan Cup.
Yes, so the 2024 Eddie Hogan Cup is actually a team event that we sponsor, which that's fun. We're sending four boys, so there's some of our top four boys, over to Portland, Oregon, and they'll play at Riverside Golf and Country Club. And they'll compete again. It's hosted by Oregon State Golf Association. And they're just competing against some of the other, like, best guys over on the West Coast. And they're in that team event. They're all representing Team Hawaii to go and host that event, which it's crazy because it falls at the same time as one of our next events as well.
What is the same time? What's the next event that falls at the same time the Eddie Hogan Cup is being played?
So we have the Eddie Hogan Cup, which we're sending four boys and two team captains, which we have Aki Matsumura as the team captain, and then Connor Weber, our PJ Boatwright intern, as an assistant captain,
okay,
who are going to go and shepherd four boys that we're going to fly them all the way over to Portland, and they just get to coach them and be with them and hang out while they play golf all weekend long.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be back. And we have our event, or we have our Poipu Bay Junior Classic that exact same weekend.
Oh, great.
So.
Jet lag much?
Busy.
No, no. That's the 2024 Poipu Bay Junior Classic, of course, at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And thank you, Craig Cezada, the general manager, Chad Dusenberry, the director of golf, and Jesse Felipe, the superintendent. Awesome work. It's so great how these magnificent golf courses open them up for young people.
It's so amazing to watch how supportive they are, where it's like, I'll have to admit, this year we've seen massive growth in our tournaments, where it's like, I'm getting to the where it's like when you request tee times and you originally book these events, it's like, okay, I'm going to give a slight increase based on last year. And it's like, this year we're reaching a max in every event. And all of these courses have been so supportive that it's like they'll give us a set amount of tee times, and then I come back 2 weeks before an event, and I'm like, hey, can we expand? We've got golfers that just want to play, and these courses are doing that, which I think that's even cooler, that not only are they giving up these tee times, but then they're saying, hey, like, we'll give you more because we just want to help with junior golf.
Wow.
And Poipu is especially great at that. They're helping us out with that, but it's just amazing to watch all of the golf courses help us expand so we can accommodate all of the junior golfers that want to play.
That's awesome. And then there's the Ka'anapali Junior Classic, the Kauai Junior Championship, the Big Island Junior Championship. Heavens to Betsy, I'm tired.
Yeah.
This is really something. Allison Wallace, do you want to go back to sleep?
Surprisingly, no. You would think so, but this job, it's busy. It's hard. There are some days that it's like after you run some back-to-back events, it's like, wow, when was the last time I actually sat down?
Uh-huh.
But I think this is probably one of the best parts about the junior golfers in Hawaii is they just bring joy into your life.
Mm.
So I don't care if I've got 4 hours of sleep. When I see all of the kids come to the course, your whole world changes. You're like, wow, like, it's fun, it's exciting. Like, they're ready, they're there and they're ready to play, but they're also there and they're ready to make friends and, like,
aww,
talk to new people and do different things. And it's like, when being in that role, it's exhausting, but sometimes because it's just physically exhausting, but it's like emotionally and mentally, it's really fulfilling as someone who's getting to lead all of them. And also, I think, just getting to watch them, like, watch them grow and watch them succeed. And know that, like, I played maybe the smallest role in that to help.
Oh,
and it's very fulfilling.
I think it's a larger than small role. Allison Wallace, Tournament Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii. And she teaches the First Tee Hawaii. Not only is she doing all this stuff, then she's teaching. Thank you so much for everything you do. We really appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Honestly, just a joy to be where I am today, and I can't thank the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and First Tee Hawaii enough for helping me and be in this position to help everyone out.
Okay. Well, anytime you want to be on the show, you just, you know, knock. Send me a text, email, whatever, okay?
I certainly will. I can't promise that we'll ever come close to covering it all. But
I don't think we ever could. It seems like you must have, like, one of those gigantic boards in your office, you know, all the different things that are in what corresponds with what. And heavens, yes, you could run an airport. Thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. Drew Santos, president and founder, Admore HVAC Products. Cooling Cancer Golf Tournament. We'll talk with him about that after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
Aloha.
And we ship off island.
Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Drew Santos, president and founder, Admore HVAC Products. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. It's an honor to be on Hawaii's longest-running sports show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we started back in 1999. I'm really young.
I don't think I was born.
Ah, see? I'm even older than you.
I'm joking.
I know. Drew, I am just so impressed with your commitment and so unbelievably surprised at the number of people in your family that had cancer. My goodness, and I can see why Cooling Cancer is the name of your golf tournament. Cooling Cancer Golf Tournament. Tell us what inspired you to start this.
Well, I had spent most of my life not knowing my father, and then actually 30 years we didn't keep in contact. And then once we got back together through email, I was blessed to become best friends with him. And we traveled the world, did trips together. And then he was diagnosed with cancer, and in 6 months he was gone. Oh. So it really woke me up to what cancer was all about.
Yeah, that we have no control, or so little, or it's hard to get help when you need it the most. But that he wasn't the only person in your life. I mean, it's like been around you in your office and other family members, and you just decided you got to do something about it, it seems.
Yeah, after my father died, I went to a golf tournament with one of my best friends, Corey Correa from Aloha Freight, and we realized that we just spent a couple hundred dollars, and it was the worst golf tournament we've ever been to in our lives, so we decided to do a golf tournament and do it with the things that we like and we think people would like. And then after our first couple of tournaments, we found the University of Hawaii Cancer Center. They were kind of outcast at the time, and I thought that would be a great place to put our money in our mouths where cancer in Hawaii is fought.
Wow. Why were they in the doldrums? I'm just curious when you said that.
The Cancer Center?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a big uproar in the press about about spending the money on a cancer center in Hawaii, and really the legislature, a lot of people were against it. And the director at the time was doing a phenomenal job. And
go figure.
That's the thing.
That's all. You know, you just got to throw your hands up, and thankfully that's over, and here we are. CoolingCancer.org. Where giving is cool. I love that. And, of course, what is your business?
Well, we're air conditioning. That's why it's cooling cancer. And our biggest line is Fujitsu, the I Love My Fujitsu brand in Hawaii. And we distribute air conditioning throughout the state of Hawaii.
Yeah. I Love My Fujitsu. Can I do that commercial from now on?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many people that want to be in our commercials, but I would love to have you.
Isn't that funny, though? I mean, everybody knows that line. It's, who is that adorable child?
That happens to be my daughter, Danielle, Kaylee, who started doing the commercials at the age of 3, and now she's 23. So we've had probably the longest-running commercial series in the state of Hawaii.
Who is that beautiful young lady? Don't tell her I said adorable child. Wow. Okay, so what is special about, other than the fact that you're, by the way, folks, when you listen to Drew Santos talk about cooling cancer golf tournament, you know, I know you're going to want to say, oh, I want to go do that. I'm sorry. A month ago, it seems. It's a month from now and it's all sold out for now. So that is incredible. What do you do that makes it such a want-to-be-there tournament?
Well, we're blessed that the community rallies behind the cause, which is, you know, finding a cure for cancer and rallying behind the University of Hawaii Cancer Center. So we sell out literally, Danielle, in 48 hours, 168 teams. And it's not, the cheapest team is, I think, $1,800.
Fantastic. Yes. Put your money where the mouth. Yeah. Yes. I love this. Now, what else? What are you? Obviously, you're giving them something. Every golf tournament has something special about it. In addition,
well, I think what's really special is the course. We do it at Hawakalai Country Club, which, you know, I think it's the most beautiful course on the island. It's the longest course. It's challenging. For me, I love the water. There's water in play on 13 of 18 holes, and there's 112 bunkers. So it's a challenge.
There's something wrong
it's
with
beautiful.
You. Drew, are you okay? You love the water, and you like 112 bunkers. That's not normal.
Yeah, there's a lot of four-letter words and a lot of cursing at Ernie Els, who designed the course, but
yes.
it's a blast, and we fill the course with, we have the UH band out there, the cheerleaders, men's and women's golf team with Scott Simpson and Julie Brooks, the coaches, and a lot of food and a lot of beverages.
Yes.
That people love.
Yes, you've said it all right there. Excitement, fun, food, beverageum. Awesome. Everything is right there. And, of course, only people who are not imbibing drive home. Designed by the Big Easy, Ernie Els, Hawakalai challenges the most skilled golfer while also catering to the recreational player. So get out to Hawakalai before they take over. When is your golf tournament?
This is our 10th annual, Danielle, and it's Friday, August 30th.
Oh, it's wonderful. August 30th, and it's all sold out at Hawakalai Country Club. Could we be on, like, the waiting list for next year?
Absolutely. You can go on coolingcancergolf.org and send us a note. We're also looking for volunteers and team prizes, raffle prizes, goodie bag items, a dinner sponsor, and, of course, cast donations.
Okay. So, yeah, of course, the donations are most important. coolingcancer.org. So, you left out prizes before. So, see.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You see, that's one of the big things about a tournament, you know, like this. That's one of the most important things. So, they need prizes. They need good stuff to give away, all of that. So, the people who've come and put down their, did you say
$1,300? $1,800
minimum. $1,800
minimum.
Okay, because we're doing this for the cancer, coolingcancer.org, and for the cancer center at UH. I went to the UH. I love that school.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to McKinley. I'm a McKinley grad. Yeah, and then I went up UH. Yeah, and
awesome.
had a good time. It was wonderful. I spent so much time in journalism and communications. I ended up getting a double degree. You know, what are you going to do? She just didn't want. Then she was over at various television stations being an intern. Just busy, busy, busy. Then I went into radio, gave up all the TV stuff and said, to heck with it.
You know, that's what I love, Danielle, is local stories like yours. It hits home, and it just shows you Hawaii and the people here, how incredible they are.
Yeah, well, you're pretty incredible. You're a go-getter. You started your own business. Why did you, all by yourself?
No, I had great help from a gentleman named Leonard Chufo, who founded the original Admore Distributors Company.
Okay.
He allowed me to come into his world and basically let me design my own company and run it. So I'm grateful to him.
Wow. Well, there you go. There's another island story, right?
Yes.
Wow. Well, it's a pleasure talking with you, and you'll have to be on the show to tell me how much money you guys raised. Maybe we can do that in, September?
Would love to.
Okay, cool. You'll be on the show again. Thank you. Love talking with you. Drew Santos, president and founder, Admore HVAC Products. And the name of the company, you know, you just go and you don't have to play golf. You don't have to get into a tournament. You don't have to do any of that stuff to be a supporter of coolingcancer.org. That is where giving is cool. Okay, on top of everything else, coolingcancer.org. Go there and make a donation. Thank you very much, Drew.
Thank you, Danielle. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. I appreciate yours. Aloha. And we're next going to talk with Christian Dunn, Director of Corporate Development, Acquisitions and Growth, Concert Golf Partners. The last time we heard about Concert Golf Partners, they had acquired an entity in a state. And in this amazing house that cost $10 million to build, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago, there was a bathtub for nine. I don't know why it was odd number, okay? We'll be back with Christian Dunn right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. How do the pros keep their bodies fit? With professional stretching routines from Stretch Lab Hawaii. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions are designed to improve your flexibility and swing. Our highly experienced flexologists tailor each session to your needs so you can move better, feel better, and play better. Visit our studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, and Ward Center. Stretch Lab. Live long, golf strong. Mention The Golf Club for half off your 50-minute stretch and mobility assessment at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
It makes such a difference. Your body will love you. Your body will love you, and you'll love Stretch Lab. And we have a 50-minute flex stretch, and you can get it 50-minute, and it won't cost you anything. It's 808-545-1111, because we really want you to stretch.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Christian Dunn, Director of Corporate Development, Acquisitions, and Growth, Concert Golf Partners. Hey, Christian, welcome into the clubhouse.
Oh, hey, Danielle. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. So, you know, what's really terrible is that I've forgotten the name of that wild house that you folks have converted into. What was the name of that place?
That's right. Yeah, Jasna Polana.
That's the one?
In Polish means bright meadows in Princeton, New Jersey. It's an absolutely wonderful place. Really pretty piece of property and a terrific golf course.
You know, yeah, and the house is just like, have you been inside? Of course you have.
Yeah, it's filled. So one of the best things about it is it's filled with all this wonderful European art over the years. The family that had owned it for such a long time and built it originally, they considered themselves very much art curators and traveled the world and brought home all these amazing pieces. So it's just recent that we acquired the property and the golf club, and we're excited to get to work. But with it came all of this fantastic artwork. So pretty neat place. We'll have to have you out.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I would love to go there. I would also love to go to the club at Pasadena. It's probably a lot different from the club with the 9-person bathtub.
Yeah. The bathtub seems to gain some notoriety yesterday, that's for sure. Yeah, Pasadena, I'm actually just back. I was there all last week. Our friends at the National Golf Course Owners Association put on a terrific event every year, the Multi-Course Operators Retreat in Monterey. And so titans across the golf industry and a lot of the operators like ourselves that have multiple courses and some of the great vendors that support us and help us keep the golf courses running all meet and gather, and we have a great time. Best practices, some seminars, some really interesting just information shared across, you know, all of our experiences. So I was there, and we were fortunate enough to host the golf round associated with the retreat. So we got to have all these folks out to play golf and have lunch. And the weather was perfect, and the golf course was in great shape. So very, very fun, and like you say, quite different West Coast to East than in Princeton, New Jersey. But one of the true pleasures of working in the position that I do, that I get to travel to all these fantastic places and work with all these wonderful people.
No kidding. You're a really lucky guy. And we're going to talk a little bit right now about what Concert Golf Partners is. And I'm just going to read one sentence that I found online. Concert Golf Partners offers long-term debt-free ownership and country club management services with over 30 private clubs in their collection. So that's, you know, it's really condensing it down. You want to kind of open up the box and tell us a little bit more?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're up to 34 now.
Oh.
Exclusively private, upscale country clubs or golf clubs. And what are, you know, we're founded on the idea that they should be run financially successfully, meaning that they have bright futures, zero debt, and offers us the ability to continue to reinvest in the property. In the golf world, we know that these great big clubhouses, like the one we described at Jasna Polana, come with quite the expense to maintain and operate them effectively. And so Concert Golf was founded with the idea that we would be able to own and operate these great clubs, run them in a way that allows us to put money back into the amenities, keeping them fresh and exciting. And as the culture and trends of our industry evolve, we have to add things like pickleball courts when they become popular and update the splash pads for the kids to play. And so these are the types of things that we're able to do because of the way that we operate. So despite having 34 clubs, we're very boutique. We are very focused and GM-centric on our staff on site, and we support them and are able to offer our experience across our portfolio. For example, any type of grub or fungus that's grown on the golf course, our guys and folks working on the maintenance crews have seen it and all communicate and share different ways to manage through those things to really keep the golf courses in top condition. So, again, it's really about our team, the boots on the ground that execute our game plan every day, but we've been incredibly fortunate and have these great properties all over the country. And, yeah, we consider ourselves a hospitality firm that rolls out a membership experience that we're very proud of.
Yeah. Wow. I love the philosophy behind it. You know, keeping everything and fresh and not letting things get, you know, run down, always reinvesting in a prudent way. There's, you know, Yasna Palana is fascinating. I mean, yes, and the bathtub makes you wonder. It's like nine people, and how come, why not 10? You know, but I like this one here, and I think you've been there. I'm sure you have. White Manor, a historic golf club dating back to 1711.
Yeah, in Malvern, Pennsylvania. So just a little outside of Philadelphia. White Manor is easily one of my personal favorite golf courses in our collection. It's just an absolutely fantastic track. And we recently, speaking of our continuous investment, we recently renovated the entire clubhouse. So about a decade ago when we met the folks at White Manor, it was a member-owned equity club, and they were very proud and had this wonderful membership for a long time, but they, during a little bit different economic era, weren't really able to continue to put some money back into the club and maintain the golf course. And so the experience for the members it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And when we first met them, we provided our game plan and you know, worked with the board members at the time on some of the issues at hand, and came up with a really great solution where, you know, our especially initial investment goes into all of those areas to bring them up to speed, wipe the balance sheet clean, and then operate in a professional manner based on our experience. One of the interesting things of the golf world and these private golf clubs that are member-owned is that you have a group typically of a very well-educated, bright, accomplished, successful business people in other industries, right? And they may have a law firm or a wealth management firm or a dentist office that they own or run. And so they're very successful in their other lives. But when they hop onto a board at a member-owned club and jump into this role where they're governing the membership, they really have to learn quite a bit. And most of them, as you can imagine, do over time. But then also that style of governance, these board members roll off the board relatively quickly. Typically, their stints are only 2 to 3 years. And so just about the time they're getting pretty good at it, they're off the board and it's somebody else's headache to deal with. And now I say headache just because, again, they're not paid positions. They're donating their time for the betterment of their club. And in some cases, it works terrifically well. And in some cases, as you can imagine, it doesn't so much. And so when we met the folks at White Manor, it wasn't just capital, but it was this experienced, objective governance where we know what needs to be done and we have a game plan and we can jump in and immediately execute it. Whereas they were passing ideas around the boardroom, establishing committees, doing investigative work, getting bids, and everything just becomes a little bit more drawn out process.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think that one of the really neat details about our organization is how quickly and efficiently we can execute a game plan. If we determine that, hey, it's time to renovate the clubhouse like we did at White Manor, well, we've got a gentleman that oversees all our construction and renovation on clubhouses and on the grounds. And he's going to work with some of the professionals that he's had so much experience working with. And they're going to immediately come up with a great game plan, have a timeline, and they can minimize the disruption to the membership while we're renovating. And they can produce this really beautiful clubhouse and these unique spaces that when you redesign them, we're able to really identify how the membership can use them most productively and then dress them up that way so that the clubhouses are full and flourishing. And we can really drive member engagement, and it makes for a really, really special experience, we think, for our members.
Yeah. As you put it, preserve your club's legacy, enhance your club amenities, and see your membership thrive. But White Manor, did they really have golf clubs back in 1711?
So it was actually an old dairy farm a long, long time ago. Family passed it through generations. And today, if you were to play White Manor, Danielle, we still have milk jugs as our tee markers on the tee boxes. So You touched on the idea of preservation. It's important to us to identify what's unique about the club. What are the important things? We find that some are very focused on food and bev and the culinary experience. We find that some are just purely pretty much golf clubs, right? Yeah. And so the idea that we can hook into the unique kind of efforts that the membership has appreciated over the years and really preserve what's been special about the club. And then as a well-capitalized organization, enhance through capital allocation, determine what needs to be brought up to speed and how we can make their experience a little bit better.
Wow. Okay. I think this just makes so much sense for people who, you know, if they're going to their club, they really don't want to remember being the board meeting and everybody arguing over what color the curtains should be. They just want to go to the club and enjoy themselves and have somebody else take care of, I don't mean it negative, minutiae, all the little things that have to be thought about when you've got a fine edge tool that you've already put together and it works. And the club at Pasadena, Jim Nance is a member there, and he called it spectacular, a hidden gem for California golf. Jack Nicklaus design, fantastic. And that's the kind of, you always want to keep that fresh. Everybody needs to have that, you know, it's a hidden gem. This is, our club is spectacular. It's wonderful. I like this. I like your company.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'd love to host you one day. We're not in Hawaii yet. Maybe a day in the not-so-distant future, we'll find a club that we have the opportunity to partner with and see how that goes. But in the meantime, when you're back on the mainland, if and when, you need to come visit one of these beautiful places, Danielle. I'd love to meet you on the first tee.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't pass that up at all. And I'm sure there are other of your favorite clubs. I told Michael that I'd like to go, you know, from one club to the other club to talk about each one individually and their histories and what's, you know, fun about each one. Or serious, doesn't have to be fun. It's not all about fun. Although I think it's important for that to be a factor in life. You know, it's going to go out and do something serious, but there can always be fun attached to it. And I digress. Christian Dunn.
Yeah, sure. I feel like a very fortunate guy because I travel and see all these wonderful places and meet these interesting people. But you're nailing it. Golf is a leisure sport at its you know, most fundamental level. And so to be able to travel and see these places is really a treat.
Right on. Christian Dunn, Director of Corporate Development, Concert Golf Partners. And you, isn't it concertgolfpartners.com for anybody who wants to find out more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of good information on the website, some case studies and examples of, you know, how and why we partnered with these great clubs and kind of what the future looks like for them. And of course, all of our locations are on there as well. So it's a good place for information if folks are curious. And I'm always available for a phone call if and when their curiosity spills over.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Christian. Let's talk again.
Danielle, thanks so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. Aloha. All right, it's speaking of today, it's going to be mostly cloudy this morning, but I see the sun is breaking through in places, at least downtown, then becoming partly sunny and scattered showers, high 82 to 87, depending where you are. I mean, it was 60 degrees in beautiful Volcano, and they have a 910 or a 1048. Makalei has a 926. Jack and Jill, the clubs going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And that goes for the Southside Men's Club at Poipu, 1130, 1240. At last check, it was still open, but could have been sold again. So Kauai Lagoons is another option. There's a 1024. Turtle Bay has a 908 and a 1024. Royal Hawaiian has a 918 and a 1048. Bayview has a 1016 and an 1128. Let's go to Maui. At Maui Nui, we've got an 848, a 928. I think that 848 is too, you know, that'll be tough unless you live next door. There's also a 944. Wailea Gold. there's a 9:50, a 10:20. The Emerald Course has a 10:40 and a 12 o'clock. And the Blue Course, 9:10 and a 10:10. And again, you know, I hope y'all have a really great weekend. Let's get out there and enjoy. Closing up and wrapping it up right now, I just want to thank the people who make this show possible, because it is impossible to do it without the help of Stretch Lab Hawaii one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get. You know, you see them sometimes in movies and they're on the bench and somebody's kind of wrapping the thigh and the knee and then pulling you. Because, you know, you stretch, but you don't really stretch. And it improves your flexibility and that'll help your swing. They're in Kahala, the mall, Kailua, Ward Center. And it's Aloha Power's darn hot summer sale. It certainly has been. We have every brand of riding mowers from Honeowner to the supersized landscapers, and they're all in stock. And trade-ins and trade-ups are welcome. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You can't find a place if it's not branded with a beautiful big sign. It's the Honolulu Sign Company and the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts a lifetime for self, health, and friendships. Go golf. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.